Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone with Leslie Gold. You know, networking groups are popping up everywhere, and they serve a tremendous purpose to help people find contacts in their careers and build friendship and have support as well. Businesswoman Jenny Powers recently formed her own networking business called Running With Heels, which is a great name and really caught my attention. So I wanted to talk to Jenny about it and about what this company's all about. So welcome, Jenny, to America Weekend.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So, Jenny, as I mentioned, there are a lot of networking companies. Why did you start this particular one?
The reason that I started a new one was because after going to a series of events, I liked different aspects of them, but I didn't quite feel at home in any one community. And I was getting that feedback from a lot of my colleagues as well. So what I did was I pulled together a focus group of women, and the only criteria was that they had to hate networking. And I'm sure you can imagine people just beat down my door to tell me why they hated networking. And that was how the format for Running With Heels sort of became. People told me that they felt like you slap on one of those "Hello, my name is" name tags, mm-hmm. and you just mill around the room aimlessly. There's no format. You talk to the wrong people. People are trying to fill their quota and sell something to you. It feels awkward. Feels uncomfortable. And I wanted an environment where people focused on likability before profitability.
That's a good point. That's a good plan. So they don't like that. Obviously, it is uncomfortable and awkward. How did you shift this for Running With Heels? What was the tipping point for you?
So for us, what we did was we decided that, you know, breaking bread with someone is always a wonderful way to get comfortable, get to know someone. So we sort of said, put down your bag, check your coat, don't stand around a room, come and sit down with us. And what we did was we started booking these events in local restaurants in Manhattan, and we would do a round robin dinner series where during each course, you're strategically matched with other women. So you don't have to just look around and say, who can I sit with? Who can I talk to? We've already taken that awkward part out of it. So when you come in, you get a name tag, you get 3 seat assignments, and you know that we've already given a lot of thought to who you're sitting with. It could be a referral partner. It could be a potential client. It might just be someone that has children the same age. It might be that you live in the same neighborhood. But we've already taken all of that into consideration when we're matching your dinner companion.
So your guys are sort of corporate matchmakers in a way, because I'm guessing that the individual has to fill out a profile so that you get all this information in your database.
Yes, that's correct. So Running With Heels is an invitation-only society. So the first step is that people go to our website, and when they click on the Join tab, they fill out a brief survey which tells us what their interests are, what their hobbies are, where they went to school, what their current position is. So we have all that information. And once they're vetted and sort of become a part of our community, they're on the invitation list, you know, moving forward. So they can go to any events knowing that we've got their best interest at heart.
So invitation only. How do you vet them? What are you looking for to bring women to the table for this particular organization?
So for our community, we're looking for senior level women executives or established business owners. We say that, you know, the business should be in business for at least 3 years, but for most of the time, we have business owners that are, you know, more like 10 to 20 years in business. So we're for the seasoned professional.
Okay, that is a differentiation, because a lot of the networking are people who are looking to make connections, maybe change careers or start a career. They might be younger, they might be coming out of another career or business. So these are people who are entrenched in their business, entrenched in a career, and seasoned, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the reason that we did that was I felt like when I was going to other people's events, there was a very big mixture. And it was very hard, you know, for seasoned people to talk to someone that was just going after their first job. And there were probably great mentor opportunities there, but people weren't feeling like they were dealing with their peers. So the other thing we realized is a lot of seasoned executives don't feel it's necessary to network, which is not correct. You know, you don't go on LinkedIn for the first time when you're in need of a job. Mm-hmm. You know, you should be networking and building your networking before you even think about needing your network. So what we're trying to, convince executives is, even if you're in your dream job, you still need to go out there and meet people.
And this is a perfect opportunity. Now, when you have these events, as you mentioned, they're at restaurants, you have speakers coming in. Tell me about the kinds of speakers that you invite into the community.
Sure. So we always have an inspiring woman speaker who comes to share their story. And we've had everything from, you know, best-selling authors to the former CEO of Veuve Clicquot, who was the only woman in a leadership position in the liquor industry for all these years. We have had business owners, just anyone who's got an incredible tale that will educate, empower, and inspire women.
I'm speaking with Jenny Powers, founder of Running With Heels, a new networking group that's invitation only. It's a very interesting business model. It's for seasoned professionals that produces events. Now, you're in New York City, Jenny. Is this going to be going to other cities, potentially?
Yes, that is the plan. Right now, we are just in Manhattan, but hopefully we'll be coming to a city near you soon.
All right. Well, that's something to look forward to. Now, tell me some of the success stories that have occurred from the networking, some of the pairings or the matchmakings that became successful.
Sure. Just last week, I had a woman who is a New York City government lawyer, and her dream is the exact opposite of what she's doing. She wants to be a professional stylist. She wants to style models on photo shoots and things like that. And she was so far from that in her career, she didn't know where to begin. And she came to one of our dinners, and I actually knew of a stylist that I had worked with personally and introduced her. And she's now moonlighting with that stylist to sort of take on her dream job in the evenings to see if it's something that she does want to move forward in.
Wow, that is a completely different career.
Completely different. But we've also had, you know, one of my favorite testimonials is a woman who said, the first time I came to the event, in 1 hour, I ended up with over $20,000 in business. You know, and she's a coach.
That's amazing.
So, yeah. So in addition to just meeting great women and hearing great stories, there's definitely a lot of financial opportunities.
And this is a once-a-month event that you do?
Well, the dinner party is once a month. We also have a power luncheon once a month, and then we usually have a special event. So we've got 3 events each month in New York.
That must keep you very busy as an event planner.
It does. I am definitely running in heels.
Why that name, Jenny? That's a great name. It really captures the idea. But how did you come up with that particular name?
So I came up with the name because I literally was always running with heels. And I was in the Bergdorf Shoe Salon, which, if you've ever been there, is a very, you know, sophisticated, calm environment. And I was trying on shoes. And I thought to myself, I should see how I am if I run around in these. And I got up in the salon, and I kind of did a quick little lap. And the shoe salesman looked at me like I was going to run off with the shoes. The women looked at me like there must have been an emergency. And I said, you know what? These are beautiful shoes, and they're expensive. But if I can't run in them, I can't take them home. I can't leave this store with them. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm running to pick up my daughter at school. I'm running to parent-teacher conferences. I'm running to find new venues for my events. I'm running to meet with a client. So, you know, I really need to be practical about these things. And I realized it was a name that resonated with so many women. We all have heels, and we are all running with heels every day.
It's a great, great idea, and I have to give you that, because an important name really helps any company as you're launching a new business, right?
Yes, yes. People love the name, and right away they say, even if they haven't heard of this, they think they've heard of this, because it's such a catchy, clever name.
Absolutely. So Running With Heels is the company. Jenny Powers is the founder. It's a networking, a different kind of a networking for women only, I'm guessing. Are men at all allowed into this?
That's true. Right at we are women only. We have had gentlemen say, you know, well, when is it time to create a Running With Heels version for men? And maybe we will do that in the future. Right now, we are just focused on the women.
All right. That's fair enough. In the remaining 30 to 45 seconds we have, Jenny, you've been a great networker. You've been a businesswoman. You've worked in many different companies. Give me one outstanding tip that anybody in business should really focus on to get to the next level. What's something important that they ought to do?
For me, it's about getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. That is the key to growth for me, and I know for a lot of people. You know, being able to come out of your comfort zone and really take those risks is what's going to make you successful.
And this is what you've done, because you worked in different companies and jobs over the years. Is this your first company?
I owned actually a retail store many, many years ago, but this is my first company. I've always felt like an entrepreneur because being an event producer, which is my background, I always had the wonderful ability and opportunity to create my own events and market them, you know, and create sponsorships. But this is my first time with my own business.
Well, congratulations. And you obviously got comfortable with being uncomfortable and you followed your own tip.
Yes, thank you so much.
Jenny Powers, founder of Running With Heels. Check it out online. It's a really interesting networking company and a different business model completely. Thanks so much, Jenny.
Thank you. Have a great day, Valerie.
It's Valerie Smaldone and Leslie Gold, and this is America Weekend.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Going to the doctor? Then you better pick the right time. You see, if you're just going in for your usual physical or have a potentially painful procedure scheduled, there are times of day when the poking, the prodding, and the slide up on the table, please, it just won't hurt as much. Here's the science of it. Go to the doctor or the dentist in the mornings, not the afternoons. Go in the morning before 11. It has to do with the body's circadian rhythms or body clock. You see, pains are felt their least in the morning. Any poking, prodding, or pricking will hurt more in the afternoon. What's the cheap psychological trick? Scheduling an appointment with your healthcare professional. Trust me, go in the morning, and at that time of day, you might even enjoy it. Drop me a line at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Winona Howder, executive director of Food and Water Watch and author of the new book Zapped, Irradiation and the Death of Food, says a lesser-known market will see dollar signs as American tomato farmers lose their livelihoods due to the recent salmonella outbreak. She says whenever there's foodborne illness, we always hear about food irradiation as the answer. But exposing dirty meat or vegetables to radioactive nuclear waste doesn't make food clean or wholesome. Food and Water Watch says rather than deceive the public that zapping food will make them safer, food industry and government should address the real problems in food production. Too fast processing lines, too long distances for food to travel, and filthy conditions at food processing plants. Just some scientific food for thought. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.